The new circular memorial is made of 4-foot-high granite blocks. Jay Zhang helped plan it and will emcee Saturday's dedication ceremony. He says it's part monument and part history lesson.
To honor the people, not just Hmong, but Lao and Hmong and American, who sacrificed and died for freedom today. And the second thing is to educate the people and confirm that we do work together and fought together for one purpose, and that is to, you know, fight for the freedom.
Laos eventually fell to the communist North Vietnamese, and the Hmong had to run for their lives. Zhang says the floor of the memorial is a mosaic depiction of traditional Hmong needlework. He says it symbolizes how people had to cross rivers to safety. Some of the memorial's panels carry the names of American soldiers and CIA agents who were killed in the secret war. It's estimated that up to 30,000 Hmong fought in the war too, but only a few thousand of their names are there. Zhang says there is room left so that more can be added as they become known.
As a matter of fact, one or two of the panels are actually blank, but the title have been dedicated to those either killed in action or missing in action.
The Sheboygan Memorial is in a public park. It cost $144,000 with money from private and corporate donations. Saturday's ceremony will blend American and Hmong culture. Traditional egg rolls will be served, so will traditional Sheboygan brats. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.